Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the voltage drops, it's called a brownout. But when the power goes off, it's a blackout. While brownouts can do more damage to your equipment than blackouts, it is the latter which we really fear, sitting at home in the dark. In business or industry, however, it means your productivity goes to zero. When the power goes off, you light a candle and get hot under the collar, both of which never seem to eliminate the situation. When I visited the Chernobyl complex following the meltdown of reactor number 4 in 1989, I asked the director of the plant exactly what would happen if the entire operation would be shut down, something which has since happened. With a wry smile, he replied, "The people in Kiev would be home watching their TVs in the dark." Right. Blackouts are about as popular as announcing that a new strain of bacteria has infected the public water supply, or that McDonald's or Jollibee in Asia are going out of business, or that the stock market will be shut down until further notice. We find our comfort zones, and anything that threatens them creates a lot of unrest and causes our blood pressure to soar. When blackouts occur, the press quickly looks for a scapegoat. Obviously, someone is to blame. Forget that no new power plant may have gone online in the past 20 years, the result of opposition by powerful lobbies. Somebody has to take the rap. Okay, brownouts and blackouts seem to be here for a long time to come. Getting disturbed over the situation won't change, so how do we learn to live with it, or do we? Going beyond the having enough electrical energy to keep my electric blanket toasty or my aircon humming, there's the issue of spiritual blackouts too, sometimes self-imposed. And what's that all about, you may ask? A lot of people I know live as though someone had thrown the switch and the spiritual power got turned off. There's a text in one of the minor prophets where Zechariah records the words of an angry God who says, "I will bring distress on the people, and they will walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord." There are times when people go beyond the pale of God's mercy and compassion. It happened in Noah's day when God finally sent judgment. It will happen again if you take God's word at face value. But what about blackouts in our personal life? Can we go beyond the circumference of grace? Is there really an unpardonable sin which means you are doomed blackout forever? Some think so. They are absolutely convinced that the heavens are brass and that God has forever closed the door. Now, if you fear that, don't worry. It hasn't happened to you. Only those who have no spiritual sensitivity are in that condition. They're in the dark and they don't care. But if your conscience pricks you and you feel that you are in the dark and you don't like it, there's good news. God's power can turn on the lights in your life. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said candidly, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Writing the preface to the book that we know now as the Gospel of John, the writer, who was John himself, said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." Never be content to live with either spiritual brownout, reduced power, or blackout, none at all. Let Jesus light up your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.